Blog Talk Radio.
Probably got a wind of that one. I picked up on that the other day because I was wondering, is there any positive rap out there? You know, there was a young man by the name of Tupac Shakur who, between he and Dr. Dre, really put out some strong songs. A lot of it I did not like, I got to be honest with you, because it highlighted the negativity of things and glorified the bad things that were going on in the neighborhood. But what I learned later on was Tupac was straddling the fence because he was raised by an activist, his mother, and he knew better. But he was caught up in the cycle of the fame, the fortune, and he wanted to shift over. But apparently that wasn't what the people who could pay him wanted to see, and that's what keeps us down. So while that song there, it's called Good Day by a group called Nappy Wood. There was a couple of lines in there about rolling up whatever it was, okay? I would strongly suggest to continue to clean that up because the theme, it was no reason to cry today because we're not going to bury nobody today. You know, and that's good, but we can go even further. So if that's a step in the right direction, I'll salute you young folks and continue to work at helping promote, but I won't do it with a closed eye because we can't compromise who we are for a dollar and allow ourselves to be kept down. We're better than that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so glad that you folks are here on the air today. Welcome for those of you across the country and around the world. And for our newest guests that I'm not going to put them on blast because I didn't tell them that I would be doing that, but I'm just glad that they picked up my invitation today to come on and take a look at what we are doing as it relates to When Numb Is Not Enough, hosted by the famous, yeah, famous, because she got a book now, Dr. Clark. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and welcome once again to another episode of When Numb Is Not Enough, where we look at talking about various aspects of grief and loss, and we dive in and we take a look at some of those things that challenge us from day to day as our grief and loss is concerned, not just from our loved ones, but from our relationships, from our finances, from our jobs, from our pets, from those tangible and intangible things that we have built connection and relationship to. And when we no longer have those things accessible and available to us, those feelings and the thoughts and the behaviors and the challenges that we face in the midst of those times. And we always try to speak life because it's about embracing the pain, honoring the loss, and living life with intention and purpose. And so I'm glad to be back to continue the conversation. Good morning.
Well, I'm glad to have you back. Y'all know there's a book out there, you know, and they say one of the best ways to keep information from people of color is to put it in a book. Well, I'm nosy, and I don't know how many people in your neighborhood are nosy, but this is something to peep into, this book. And the best thing that you could possibly do when we talk about Thanksgiving that's getting ready to come up is that what are we grateful for? And sometimes because of the type of show that we're doing, we're grateful for the time that we have in our relationships with our friends, family, and loved ones. And wouldn't it be awesome for you to purchase a book, not just for yourself, but also for that loved one? Because we all experience all type of losses and experiences of grief, unfortunately, on a regular day. But to be able to cope with it, or to find somebody who can help coach you into coping with it, wow, what a blessing. Oh, and I will not be forgetting, so stay tuned, when I talked about you young people who are putting out these, trying to turn that corner of positive message, nobody's going to die today, no reason to cry today. I love that one. But don't give me the excuse that, well, that's not what they want to hear. They want to hear what you got, because you are a creative artist. Don't take that and don't compromise who and what you are. Those of you who have children know exactly what I mean. You wouldn't tell your kid to compromise, so why should you? And I'm going to be playing an old school song from somebody who I think will just really rock your world, but at the same time, this lady maintained the highest degree of integrity during some of the worst times, because we think we got it bad now. Go back 50, 60 years and take a look at how they was lunching us because they decided to have a picnic, okay? Don't get me started today, because I have something that I have to share for Dr. Clark. Dr. Clark, would you like to hear what one of the young people have to share with you today?
Absolutely.
Well, then fasten your seatbelt. It's only one today, and you folks also, I'll remind you to write us at flashbksllc@gmail.com. And we'll be able to share with you or get your message across the air to Dr. Clark. But you can also call her at, what's that number again, Dr. Clark?
818-646-6608. Again, 818-646-6608.
And just in case you want to know a little bit about Dr. Clark, we talked about being nosy today, okay? And I'm going to go into that. If any of y'all remember who Gladys Kravitz is, do let me know so you know what I'm talking about being nosy. It's not necessarily a sin. It's just a concerned citizen, although I do think Gladys Kravitz was nosy. Anyway, your website, Dr. Clark?
drclark.rotm@gmail.com.
Learn about the lady who is taking out her time today to share the world with you, because she's answering a calling that's much greater than herself. This individual says, I had a friend, my best friend, Dr. Clark. I really like them. However, I don't like their views on some things. I am not sure I want to continue to be friends. I feel like I'm setting myself up for your show of grief and loss, because they mean a lot to me. But I'm afraid of losing them. But I know I can't keep going down the road that they are going down. One, I don't like smoking pot anymore, legal or not. I don't like chasing women, and I'm ready to settle down, and he's not. And I'm looking at continuing my education because the money that I make is not enough. Am I going to lose my friend, Dr. Clark? And if so, how do I deal with this? Because I really don't want to.
So there are some choices that you must make. It sounds like you're in a place where you are looking at going further, at doing things to put yourself in a better position. Remember that people are in our lives for a season. Some seasons are longer than others. And it just kind of works out that way most of the time, that those who, some people who you have such a strong connection with, that their seasons are the ones that are the most temporary. So now you, what you can do, you can still maintain a relationship, but you have to decide now what that relationship looked like in the midst of the transformation process that you are getting ready to take yourself through. So you don't have to engage in those things that they engage in. It's all a matter of choice. Their choices are not your choices. You can't change who someone else is. However, it may be that when they see the positive steps that you're making and the things that you are willing to let go and lose in the process that you might gain something better, might be something to encourage them to eventually do better. You may not see it right in front of you, but you never know what seeds you are planting in someone's life, and they never say it to you. So look at it as an opportunity to share another way of being and another way of showing up with someone who may have the desire, but because of our egos and because of where we are in life, they may be stuck and think that there is no other way. And so maybe this is an opportunity for you to show them there's always another choice that we can make. So I wouldn't just give up on the friendship or the relationship altogether, but I would start to make those strides in putting myself in a different position more prominent so that they can see that there's something going on with you. Because remember, we teach people how to treat us. And so if your mindset is shifting, that means your thoughts, your behaviors, and your actions are going to shift. So that means how you show up in a particular space is going to shift. And what you put out in the atmosphere is going to shift and is going to start to sprinkle in the areas and spaces that you occupy, and you never know what sprinkles are going to land on somebody else's shoulders. That may be an indicator and help to motivate them to start having a shift in their mindset. So don't give up on the relationship or that friendship all at once. Just continue to move forward in what you're doing, because that person just may be watching you and what you're doing, but never verbalize it to you, and may even admire you to a certain extent. So don't throw in the towel just yet. Your journey is just beginning. And remember, your journey is never just about you. Your journey is much bigger than you are. So don't throw in the towel just yet.
Don't throw in the towel. You know, as you were sharing that, Dr. Clark, I think so eloquently, I take a look at this person is saying that that is their best friend. If that is your best friend, I will challenge you that there is something that most of the time you guys can go in places that someone who is not your friend won't be able to go to, which is called being honest with one another. That friend is the one that you can let your guard down and say, you know what, this is what's bothering me, you know, this is what's concerning me, unless you're trying to patronize their friendship with in a false relationship So I would suggest, and Dr. Clark, you can correct me if I'm wrong, sit them down and tell them, hey, look, I'm changing. I'm growing. It's some things I just got to do, and I'm going to do.
Yep.
I don't want to lose your friendship, but I ain't smoking no more, and I'm not chasing the women out there. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to use the N-word to my fellow brothers and nobody else no more. I'm trying to evolve myself, and I would expect you as my best friend to encourage me. Now, I know that's a mouthful,
absolutely,
but what do you think, Dr. Clark?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yes. Sometimes we just have to give it to them straight, no chasing.
Straight up. That's right. Okay. I just got a note that I had missed this one the other day. So, Dr. Clark, I'm going to back up just a little bit. I don't know what show this was about, but I know we hadn't got to it. This person said, I'm trying to get over the loss of my loved one. Everyone keeps reminding me of them, telling them how wonderful that couple we were and how things were just so joyful and the perception that we had it all together. But the reality is every time they do this, my pain resurfaces. I just got through tucking it in, and I'm thinking I'm okay. I'm ready to conquer the world, and then they bring it up, and I go back into a slump. That's pretty much the bottom line of what this person had emailed me. What do you think about that one, Dr. Clark, where people keep bringing up the yesterday's news because that's really what was special to them? They admired it, but they don't realize that's dragging this person down.
But that's one of those grief triggers that we talk about, right? There will be people put
grief triggers.
People say grief triggers. There will be people, places, things that do serve as constant reminders of that loss. And so it's about building building our safety net around those things and getting ourselves to a place of comfort where we can have that conversation and say, you know, I appreciate that's how you remember, but I'm not there. Be honest with yourself and let yourself know, I'm not there yet. I can't be in the space where I hear the constant conversations about my loss. It's okay. Give yourself permission to leave the room. Give yourself permission to acknowledge, this is one of those times for me. Give yourself permission to verbalize to whomever brings those reoccurrences to your attention that you appreciate it, but you would prefer not to have that discussion. Remember, the journey you're on is now a lifelong journey, and so you determine what you let in and what you let out. So there's still a lot of work that needs to be done before you can put yourself in certain arenas. And that's okay. But you use a term, you tuck it in. If you're tucking it, you're hiding it. So if you're hiding it, you're not ready to face it. So that means the work that you have to do still yet laying before you. And so I encourage you to start doing the work so that when you're in those places, it may have a little sting to it, but that sting won't be so hard. Because remember, it's about embracing the pain and using that pain to live with purpose and intention to honor that loss. So open yourself up to doing the work that needs to be done on your part so that you can embrace the pain and live life with intention and purpose and not feel like you have to tuck it. So,
you know, Dr. Clark, from time to time, I am reminded that this is an adult show. However, I'm also reminded that there are young people who listen to our show as well. So while we are working at practicing to become better adults, we're also helping our young people in their journey to adulthood. So what you're talking about over these last two topics is adult behavior. So I'm encouraged, hopefully encouraging our young people. Yeah, you can continue to listen. We're not going to glorify the negatives of life, okay, the things that would challenge one's character. This is, for example, that radio song that I played earlier, you could hear that those were kids that were singing that song. And I did challenge those authors because I know there's a group that's behind them to take it up a notch. And with that, as Dr. Clark prepares us to move on with our Oh Happy Day, have a great weekend, and all these other good things, and don't forget the time's going to change, that we do have a responsibility to, if we're concerned about someone, we think that we're telling them how great their relationship was, we may have to be a little sensitive to that because they may not be ready to be bombarded with it. And you can just feel their pulse. You might even ask for permission. You know, I really wanted to make a comment about something that was moving. Every time I used to sit down with your mom, she would always have something great to say and always offer me something to eat. Well, maybe they don't want to hear about their mom right now. So you can ask for permission, right. You know, and they'll let you know. And you might be surprised when they tell you, hey, look, I'm still in a little bit of pain, so I appreciate that sensitivity, okay? And let's keep moving on with all the other things, and we'll revisit that at another time. You would be surprised. Dr. Clark, can you take us home with an exercise, but also please remind us that I think coming up on November 12th, there's a special event?
Absolutely. So on November 12th, that is my official book launch experience of When Numb Is Not Enough.
That's what I'm talking about.
There will be treats. There's a photo op opportunity with me. You can get your book signed personally. And there will be a Q&A panel discussion where I will be talking about various aspects of the book and answering questions for those who are there and may have some grief and loss questions that they want to get addressed. Everyone from the book will be there, so my mother, my two sisters will be available to answer questions as well. And it's just a time for fellowship, enjoying one another, and just getting to know me a little better. And so I hope that those who are with us on a local level that you'll come out, those of you who are joining us from other places, you can still grab the book at Dr. Tamitra, T-A-M-I-T-R-A, Clark, CLARK.com, and order directly from the website, or you can go to Amazon and find me there and help make me one of those top sellers.
That's right. Real quick, let me interject. I'm going back to that song on purpose. The words of it is we have no reason to cry today because nobody's going to die today. That's coming out of the mouths of our children. So all of the young people that are out there and the OGs in particular who want to be role models for the community because they replaced mom and dad when mom went off on drugs or went to jail or vice versa with the dad, that we do have a responsibility to our children. We don't want them to have to cry no more. We don't want them to have to die anymore. We can do better. So keep that up, and one of the things that you can do, you can support Dr. Clark and yourself by purchasing that book because you're going to learn a lot of things. She's not biased. This is covered for everybody, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Dr. Clark?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, just had to throw it out there. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I think... We're just excited about the book and the opportunity to be able to rise here on a Saturday morning and try to make a difference in our life for as long as we're here. We don't know if this evening we'll be here. This is all considered a blessing. So go ahead and take us home, Dr. Clark, and you folks hang in there after she finishes closing out for a song from a real OG that will help you guys understand. We've gone through a whole lot of stuff, but we've gotten better and better and better. And you young people out there, it's your turn to take the torch, okay? Take it up a notch. Dr. Clark?
So we talked about today being a good day. There's something that we all as human beings have in common. There's something that we do every single day, no matter what is going on throughout our day, and that is we make decisions and we make choices. Sometimes we hear each other say, oh, I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice. But there's always a choice. No matter how bad it may seem on the surface, the choice starts in your mind. And then you allow it to penetrate and to manifest itself with your mouth. And then you conduct the behavior to go with the confessions that you've made. So the choice to have a good day is totally up to you. You can choose life or you can choose death. I encourage you to give yourself permission to choose life no matter what it looks like in this physical world that we live in. The choice to have a good day means that you are choosing to live with intention and to live purpose, to honor yourself. And in honoring yourself, someone that you've lost is feeling honored as well. So you all go through this day. Make the choice to have a good day despite what goes on around you and give yourself permission and give yourself the right to choose life in all its beauty and splendor. You all have a good day and be blessed. And I'll talk to you soon.
Gather around me, everybody. Gather around me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm against. You wanna hear my story? Then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk up on the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the way, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better act, situate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess. desperate missing in between.